Suave.
Welcome to
This
is Suave.
This is Suave.
Let's go.
What's the topic today, brother?
We're just gonna be talking about press play.
Keep it simple.
Press play.
What do you mean by that? It's like, what's press play? How do you press play?
Press play is just getting things started.
Wow.
It's like, I know you want to do so many things.
So many.
Just
I feel like
with the first thing, first step. Like, you want to do this, you want to start an investment. The best time to start is now.
Because, you know, it's like, for me personally, I feel like when you don't start something, like, right away, it could seem so difficult to, like, look at the end result or, like, the steps that you have to get completed, you know? And it's like, when you start, then you see the progress in the past and you can look at that as, like, evidence of your future success.
Fact.
You know?
Yeah, like, you starting is also, like, you, like, 10,000 hours is like your building experience to be better.
Facts.
Like it's a journey.
You know they said something about like the amount of hours you need to be perfect at something. I think it was like 4,700 hours.
But yeah, but then starting with perfection literally means you gotta start.
Press play.
Press play. You gotta start. Like
that's what we did to this video. That's what we did to the.
I know, right?
You know, you set up
that's
the little
what we did in podcast,
the
you know?
Little camera, little microphone, and here we are. This is
right because it's like. Your goals don't have to wait, man. They start right now. The moment you have it down, you've written it down, you've thought about the plan, the process. Okay. Don't overthink it by not doing anything.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like sometimes we think about the process too much, than then we think we're doing more thinking than doing.
Facts. That's like I feel like that has held me back so much in my past. And in terms of not just like work ethics but also relationships, you know. It's like you have to go out for what you want and expect to get it. You know, because it's like when you start, like I'm looking at a picture right now that you guys can't see, but it's all footsteps on an empty path, and like what I'm depicting right now is like somebody was there but we can't see where, like, so I'm not gonna, so it's basically a desert in front of me, and then there's like steps that you can see that somebody was here but they're not there anymore, but the picture that was taken shows that like something was accomplished here.
So they have already worked that path,
you know.
So you like, just starting means you're already laying track records for yourself, you're laying in examples, you're taking through the mistakes. And I'm sure you, in the process of you doing, you take the lessons, you know.
I think people need to turn that, like, stop taking L's. You stop taking L's, by the way, because like there's no such thing. It's literally a failure is your first attempt in learning.
Fact.
And if it's not your first attempt, then it's another attempt,
right?
And the fact that you made another, like, literally a winner. Or somebody that succeeds in life is literally somebody that just didn't give up when they failed.
Yeah.
It's like they failed so many times that they couldn't do anything else but win. It's
fact,
like
they no excuse. Yo, I'd be like, no excuses, man. Like there's so many other things that will make you not do what you want to do. But you know what the only excuse is?
What?
You not pushing yourself.
Facts.
You like, not pressing play. You not doing it. You like you being held back by your own self.
Okay.
Yo, you can't be your own enemy.
That's deep.
No, you can't cut yourself short. You can't. Mm-mm. So it's just like, yo, there are goals, there are inspirations. Like, get started. I know it's nervous out there. You might be, yeah, it is. It takes nerves to even do those things. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It takes a lot of nerves. So you just, hey, breathe. Lately, I've been doing breathing exercise.
For real, do you meditate?
I try.
Yeah. I feel like that thing is not, how do you meditate? Like, what do you do?
So I listen to five things. Okay. Make sure I can hear five things.
Five things?
Yeah.
Like, is it like affirmations? Positive affirmations?
Five things I can hear it can be my room.
Five things
I can smell. Five things I can touch. Five things I can, yeah.
As just, well, like just awareness.
Yeah, just to be, it gets me started.
You look for five things you can touch,
five things I can smell.
Okay.
So it's just, yo, open your mind, just breathing exercise too, like all those breathing, breathe out. Like, yo, I know it's very undermined.
Feel like people don't look at it as valuable.
Bro, that thing
really
just
is.
Calms your nerves because you got to control a lot of stuff like going on. Your mind is going to keep ticking. And then your brain will slow down your body because this is working. Now your legs won't move because you're there. So once you press play, once you start moving, you start doing things, it becomes muscle memory, man.
Like it builds up momentum over
muscle
time.
Memory. Like now you're doing because you've done it so many times.
I love that. Can you say something like I'm related to the gym? Because I feel like
we need to get
more people like motivated on fitness as well while we're here. Just like when you look good, you feel good.
Facts.
You know? And like And it also comes with pressing play. You don't have to go to the gym to start looking good, you know. Fact. You don't have to go out of your comfort zone, you don't have to leave your personal space to improve yourself. It starts from your personal space.
Right.
It's like if your house is not in order, like we talked about in the other episode with Mike, and it's like you can't leave your house to fix somebody else's problem when you have problems at home. Sort yourself out so you can make sure that you're the best version of yourself to help somebody out and put them in the better or in the best situation possible, you know, while you're in that situation. And you can be in like such a bad place now, and it's like you just gotta look at it as we gotta start and push. Press play. It's not that hard when you start. Because it's like, it feels so, like me personally, I'm gonna give an example for homework. Like, I have ADHD, so it's like, me, I don't want to do my homework sometimes. And it's like, you know, it's like to find it, nobody's going to give you the, like, will to want to do something. You have to find it within yourself, right? So what do you think?
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, you finding, pushing yourself. It's just like, with the situations, you just got to find calming situations. Like, things that will just put your nerves
down. Like music or something.
Like that's something like lately. What kind of music have you been listening to lately, bro?
Wow, that's so like I've been making more music about like, you know, about like life and just things that I find actually myself doing in my daily activities and things I find relatable. And like, you know, I feel like it's a lot more, it's like almost like meditation for me. It's like I can get my thoughts out and like listen to them back and learn from them. And besides that, like I get inspiration from so many artists. Like I feel like it's crazy because I listen to 50 Cent, Biggie Smalls. You know, I don't really listen to Tupac them, but I listen to like older genres because I feel like
they're
like
classics, man. They're the classics, man.
Like you can't, like it's not even like it, to me it's like the kind of situation where you have to learn from the guys that started it.
Fact. They've worked some parts that actually paved the way. Their frontiers,
and they've walked that path before. They pressed play before,
right? You know? Yo, lately my music has been Coast Contra. There's this Coast Contra. Yeah, it's a group. Okay, they have like a Philly guy though, Jamal.
Okay,
like yo, it's a group. Give and receive. Like it just puts me on give and receive. It's like you gotta give to actually receive. You know, it's like energy. It comes back. You can't receive with a tight fist there. You gotta open up.
Yeah, facts. You have to be in the like receptive mode. You know?
So and what other song, man? I've been listening to
J. Cole. I know you're a big J. Cole fan.
Yo, I know Trouble.
Is that one of J. Cole's big ones?
I don't know if it's a big one, but it's my big one.
What's
basically it's just it's troubles of this world, man. But in the midst of it all, you still gotta do, man.
Facts.
That's you can't okay, hold on. Yeah, okay, just finish. Let me finish. You can't wait till the world is ready till you do stuff. You can't wait for people be so stuck in the perfect time. When is the perfect time to start doing this? When is the perfect time to start investing? When is the perfect time to start to be in a relationship? When is the perfect time to apply to that college? When is the best time to actually, I don't know, fix up your life? It's now. Like it's like, yo, it's the world is gonna keep
revolving. If you sleep,
do you want to be left behind?
Everybody got
no.
The same,
like, you can't be left behind. You just gotta do your thing.
Facts.
And it's just don't feel intimidated by with your progress because it is progress. You moved.
That's like another thing I wanted to touch on. Like going back to look at your progress and like actually seeing it as something significant that you've been able to attain, like what you have, because. Like I said before, it's only proof that you can accomplish anything. And like you, I feel like it's literally a sin to not believe in yourself.
Facts.
Like you're literally telling God that you made
a
mistake.
That's a good one right there.
Like you, because it's like, because why would you not believe that you're capable to carry out the ideas in your head? If those ideas can be, you know, like don't you have, you should have a beautiful mind and you should believe that you have a beautiful mind. And like, because only beautiful things can come out. Like a good tree can't be a bad fruit. Like you can't. What's it called? You can't mess up. And even when you mess up, like I said, your L's W, man, two L's a W. Like,
right, that's the line.
You don't
right
even
there.
Gotta flip it. Like it's just not even a 90 degree angle. It's a little
turn. Facts,
don't
bro.
Take much. You
Mm-mm. See, like, and it's you gotta bring the second hand in to make the W. So it's like, yo, effort, man.
Effort. It's not easy,
bro. It's effort, man.
I don't even want to cut you off, but like I wanted to make sure I get this out before it like escapes me. Like I thought about how like I always used to look at other people around me and be like, what's different? Like I see these people doing all sorts. Like you really need to like let your eyes be set forward. Like look at your life and don't comparison is a thief of joy. Fact. Don't do it. Fact. It's not worth it.
Fact.
For your safety, because you're not that person, and you probably wouldn't like to wear their shoes. If everybody put their problems down in a room on the floor, you pick up your problems back so quick, because like you don't know what other people are dealing with, and like social media and all not like yes, press play and put something positive into the world. Like everything's energy and motion.
Yo, you gotta set in motion. You know, set in motion. Just it's just that's why I started with music. Like,
music, yeah.
Like it gets you pumping. You know, okay. It's the heartbeat. I equate it to that. Sound of the heartbeat. It's like kind of keep. It reminds you of life.
Okay.
Like it reminds you that you're leaving. Okay. So once you're leaving and there's something reminding you that you're leaving, you gotta go do something. Like I can, it just gets me. Like those are like music just puts me on. What kind of genre? It depends. Like for the vibes, you know. Like sometimes you and lately even R&B too. Like surprisingly, I'd be like R&B. Cause hey, you know, I'm too much on Afrobeat. It's always
that's our culture, music. Bro.
Yeah, so Fela, like listening to Fela, yo, talking about Fela, even Fela say let's start. There's a song Fela say let's start. Yes, but it's kind of like explicit though. It's like,
I suppose like it wasn't intended to mean what
he said. Olo Undawashi Yara Jekka Berry, like let's start. Let's start.
I hope somebody understood that.
I'm
somewhere.
Not gonna translate.
Yeah,
that.
Of course. No, but I hope like if you know, you know.
That's why yo, real recognize this one.
Real recognize this real. If you know, you
right,
know.
Right. So Jekka let's start, man. Let's Jekka Berry, man. Let's start. So I know, like, time? Hey, one of our subscribers asked me, yo, you need to teach me how to start this podcast, and I was like.
You need to teach yourself. Are you ready? Yo, I'm sorry to even, I don't want to do.
No, take it.
Because like,
it.
Somebody told me that like, when people, oh my God, this doesn't escape me.
Find it.
When people are like, you say that she should teach you, it's like, if you want something, like you don't want it bad enough. If you want it bad enough, you have it.
Fact.
Because like, remember there's things that you've wanted before in your life that like, you just had to have. And like, you got it. So think about those times and use them as a place of reference.
Fact.
For I pressed play.
Fact.
I can't
I pressed play
like,
on
you know,
that one time. Like, so now that I need this next thing, I need to press play. Same energy.
Keep that same energy.
Yeah, that's smart right there. That's smart. That's really smart.
And you know there's energy music.
Tell me about it.
I feel like there's like the way people say certain words, there's a lot of emotion behind it. And like you feel that emotion when you listen to the music. That's why like me personally, like I said in one of the other episodes, like I prefer to be an artist that paints a mental picture. Like when you can just paint a story with words and like nobody's seeing something, but then they get to like press play in their head and like give their own like envision like what they see and what you're saying.
Right.
And like it's like me personally, like what I learned from somebody that's kind of up there now is like, whatever you think I am is what I am. And that's like, because you think it. But then that doesn't change who I am. Because I think I am what I am.
Fact.
And it's like, everybody has a perception of situations and whatnot. Because like, everybody's constantly playing. Like, what do you think about memories and stuff? Like, what do you think the purpose of having past, like memories of past experiences is in your head?
Yeah, but you just gotta get them out. The ones that hold you for not... Stop pressing play. You got to. The ones that will hinge you, that will hold you down, the ones that will hinder you, that stands as stormy blocks, you got to lose those memory.
Wow.
Not every memory is good memory.
How do you lose? I think you have to, like for me personally, I just emotionally detach from the memory.
Fact.
I feel like that's the best way to like you have to process it adequately. And if it was a traumatizing experience, you know, you have to look at it like, what happened and why did it happen? Now, was I responsible for what occurred? And if you find no fault in yourself, like you have to let some things go.
Yo.
And if you are fault, please take responsibility for your actions. And
responsibility is also part of being better.
Okay.
So because like you owned up to it.
Yeah, and even if you're not fault, I feel like you always had a part to play for even being there. How are you there? And you allowed that to happen. Like we talked about, you can get yourself out of those places. Because like if you press play really and you really get your things together, like you can press pause where the only places
moving,
that you're not supposed to.
Train is non-stop.
No, I'm getting like, I feel like, especially like with momentum, because like even when...
You got to build it. You got to build momentum.
And like there's some bumps on the train tracks too, you know, people throw stones and all sorts. But it doesn't really stop the train, does it?
Nope.
It's very hard to derail a train unless like it's purposely derailed.
It has to need a huge amount of force.
Huge amount of force. And that's why momentum is so key.
Yeah, talking about momentum, I think I read a book.
Okay.
It's called The Bow Truth by Michael Jordan's attorney.
Okay.
And he was saying something about, how does Michael Jordan do all those thoughts? He's like,
Like what?
He's practiced, and then he has had those feel good moments in those practices. Mm-hmm. So when he starts feeling that same, he knows he's about to hit 40, 50 points. Don't stop him, because he's on the right build up. He's on the right momentum. So he's like, yo, he has pressed play first. Yeah. He has practiced. Now he's on the pitch. He's on the court rather, on the basketball court. Mm. Now it's game time.
Game time.
And once you get in that vibe, don't let me get in my zone. Like, is that Kanye? Kanye said, don't let me get in my zone. Yo, you got to get in your zone, man.
Thanks.
Like, because your zone is where you do things extraordinary. Because when people see you do your thing, they be like, yo, this guy does it differently.
You know, like really. And that's just because you're focusing on yourself.
Bro.
Right?
I don't know who said this, but it was like, yo, the strongest person at the gym is that person that isn't worried about what everyone else, that isn't bothered about other people's workout. He's bothered about his own workout.
Facts.
That's the strongest man in the gym. Wow. The one that is, yo, how do you feel if you go to the gym and then you don't take your headphone? Do you ever feel like some type of way?
Yo, I have done it before. I feel like that thing is like, that is for the people that don't play with those guys. Yo, man. Somebody in the gym without their headphone, please don't talk to them. They don't want to be disturbed. Because, yo, those guys need a different type of... That motivation, I feel like, comes from, like, within. So much self-discipline that, like, I'm going here and I have a purpose to accomplish. And, like, I feel like sometimes they even treat it as, like, a dish. Yo. But me personally, though, I'm not gonna lie. I love my music in the gym. I love my music in the gym.
Yeah, but it's hard without... Yo, you just feel something. You feel naked without it. Because
I can get zoned in. Yeah, because I can block... Because, like, yo, I've had so many experiences in the gym. Like, literally, I'm going to just talk about this for a little bit. It's a bit of a weird one, isn't it? You know? And like, so I was in the gym working out with my headphones on. And then like this, I thought they were a couple anyway. Two people came into the gym and like, I don't know, this is not too relevant to our situation. But I'm going to just go
to
there.
To press and play,
just
right?
Quick, to press and play. Yeah. No, it is kind of, it is, you know, because when I press play, I was in my mood and I was in my zone, right? I was on the bench press doing my overhead lifts with like a little 50 weights. And like, somebody came to stand in front of me. And like in my head, I just like imagine one of these TikToks where you see like the guy like turns around, like the person looks up at the mirror and the guy is already like on the other side, facing the other side, I'm like crying. Lifting his weights. But in my head, I was like, no, I came here to do something else. And like you could see somebody trying, like you notice when people are trying to get your attention, like trying to get something. Like, yo, because I thought you think it's in your head, but it's not. Like press play on those. And like if you need to like get yourself out of a situation that... Or like you can be in a situation like on a hot seat and allow that to like give you more motivation. Because in my head, I was like, oh, damn, like I must be doing something right for somebody. Because like I have people come to like ask me, oh, what's your routine and whatnot as well.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
So it's that's just very flattering.
But it's community because you begin your conversation. Yo, you don't know where one conversation will take you.
Yeah, so. But then it's like, I feel like when you come there to do something.
Yeah, but it's just sidetracks. Like I don't do too much. Yeah.
To me, a side quest be that.
Yeah, I don't, it's not like you're chatty, but you're just having a conversation. Like, yo, I literally was at the gym and someone was like, yo, what kind of music you be listening to? I'm like, Rema. Listen to Rema. Like you should check up Calm Down.
Baby, calm down.
Yeah, yo. See, it says calm down. Like we need, situations would always arise, but we need to calm down, man. Wow. Calm down. Let's press play and do what you gotta do, man. Mm. Man, nobody's gonna do it for you, man. I think we've overemphasized that in so many other episodes. It's like, yo, take a drive seat in your
Driver seat in your life, right? So. Because, yo, I feel like that's another thing that, like, I'm working on as well, taking the driver's seat. Because me being the last born anyway, it's like I've always had things, like, almost done for me. And, like, that's very detrimental. Like, you need to, like, hard times build resilience. Mm. That's why, like, I love things like subjecting myself to controlled stressful situations, like the gym. Perfect example.
So what got you started? What made you want to go to the gym?
I got bullied in school, man.
Oh, Fez.
I got bullied in school. And I was like, it got to a point where, like, my seniors would see me just doing push-ups and they were laughing at me at first. But then it got to a point where they started doing the push-ups with me because they were like, yo, this guy is getting too big.
But you pressed play first. You started.
Yo, I started.
You were the frontier. You know? Yeah, you were the
and
frontier.
And it's like, that's hard, but it comes from, like, that pain of not wanting, like, you know, something, not wanting to feel, like, belittled. And, like,
facts. Hey.
Some self-worth.
Yeah, self-worth.
Self-love.
You know, yeah, if you have gone through all, exactly. That's what I was about to say. Like, if you've gone through all our other episodes, you know where we are landing at this point.
And it all ties in because it's the
truth. Yo, it's a connecting world, man. And the world is fuller when we are doing our best, when we're being our best self.
Fuck.
Doing the things we love. Don't be pushed to situations, man. Mm. Make situations, man. Make scenarios. Make life. Well, we're living. It's a continuous one. We got to keep creating.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I'm like, yo, the best time is, yo, it wasn't yesterday, man.
Today.
It's
true. It's 50 years ago. The best time, next best time is today.
Yo.
You know?
And it's not like, we're not saying this from a place of, oh, we still have so many things we got
to
do.
We have trees to plant. These are one of the trees that we're planting.
Exactly. So it's like, yo, it might just be checking out bucket list, but then we need milestones, landmarks. You know, we just keep going that way. We just like, because life is better when we are doing things that make you the most excited.
Mm.
Like you have something, your family to make you up, to inspire you.
That's something to look.
Now you go home, now you go out to the world and go do your thing. Mm. You know, your dreams and all of that, you chase it, man. Yo, press play on it, man. I know, like we talked about journaling, right, in the previous ones. Now you've written them down. Now it's time to move.
Mm.
No overthinking. You strategize.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think it's a lot easier to press play when you have a plan. It's like, you know the game you're going to play.
I was in our previous episodes. We've talked about like planning. So it's like, now it's go time, my brother.
Oh, facts.
It's go time.
You know.
Time.
Like, run your race. Mm-mm. It's a lot easier to stay in your lane.
The whistle has been blown, my G.
Aspa.
The whistle is, it's time to run.
Like, you don't look at the face of the person in front of you, look at the ball, because the ball is not going to be in the same place.
Bro, it's time to, like, and it's also like, yo, make sure you're doing, like, ensure that things that would, there are going to be our times, I was said, our times, you know, and we said that it's going to make you better, right?
Facts.
So, but this time is do it.
Just do it.
Don't make excuses for yourself.
That's the worst thing you could do, to be honest. Like, if you give yourself a reason why you are where you are and you don't try to get yourself out, you're just killing yourself.
Mm.
Why would you give yourself an excuse? Why? You don't need it. Like, an excuse is literally like, I wasn't good enough and I'm going to tell myself that this is why.
Mm.
And like, it's like, I didn't want to believe I was good enough.
Mm.
And I didn't like accomplish my goals in the appropriate order. Like, you didn't like, but you know, you have to look at those things as like, how can I make this better?
Mm.
Don't look at a situation as it's too bad to be better. It's never too bad to be better. Because, like, you know, 1% a day is 365% a year.
Fact.
That's not 100%. That's, you have 200 more percent plus. 65.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. And I think I also want to say this, right? Because we usually expect to start something at the perfect scenario. Like, okay, yo,
you
come
just
as
told
you
me
are.
That thing, that there's no such thing,
yeah,
as
yeah, like, come as you are. Like, the place where you're at right now, that's where you're supposed to do it.
Mm.
Like,
you're where you're supposed to be.
You're where you should be right now.
If you put yourself there.
Yes.
You know?
So now to move on to the next place, if you accept that you're where you're supposed to be right now, okay, where do I need to be next? Mm. See what I'm saying? It's like, I'm coming with myself right now. I don't need to have anything. Like, it's like, yo, if we have started our podcast telling ourselves we don't have this, we don't have this mic, we don't have this, we don't have the set, do you think we'll have started anything?
We started with press play one mic. Press play one mic. Now we have two. It's like, because like we built momentum. And
right,
now we
so,
have a little bit of traction and whatnot. We
and
thank God for the numbers that we're doing.
Yo, the numbers are racking up. And it's
accumulating.
It's all thanks to subscribers, the lovers. They show love, like, endlessly. And that's what's so grateful, like, at the end, like, just subscribe, you know, leave us a comment.
You know, and it's like, at the same time, it's like, if you think we're not doing a good job, please tell
drop
us.
Drop it. We want
to
hear.
I'd love to know what we could do better.
But we're here for them.
We're here for you. For your better, for your betterment and us.
Our betterment.
It's always in the description. That's the reason we do it.
So. Right. So
I feel like I learned so much. Like, I always go back to watch these videos, like, and I feel like I always learn something, like, and I can also help hold myself accountable.
Fact.
For when, on the times I don't press play.
Fact.
So, like, I always try to. Press play
same.
Nowadays.
Same,
know?
same thing. Like, just do. That's what I've been telling myself.
Just do it.
Nike, just do it. Just do it like
that. Is the reason that thing is so popular?
Because I know it's simple, but it's the hardest thing.
Just do it.
You know how many people have, like, thought about what I should have been and now they're in regrets? Like, what if I had done this?
That's why that's why I started, like, not having, like, excuses for not, like, excuses. Like, an excuse is literally, like, it's just a lie you tell yourself.
Right.
Like, he's not true because he could have
it's
done
make
it.
Believe.
Yo,
it's make believe. It's like,
painting
a
picture in your head.
Yeah.
And you need to paint beautiful pictures because you're a beautiful artist.
It's facts. Facts. So, yo, we've been on a move right now. It's suave, man.
I think that was a lot of time we just spent on this.
Okay.
This
is suave.
Movie is 4 gigabytes.
Aye.
I know shit a movie.
So that thing was long. We just kept going, Abi. Lere, oh yeah, oh.
Every night, as per. One reason I won't carry.
Yeah, they go my own then.
Here they go, but
I just want, cause I think I just have energy. And once that, the one that vibe just come, I don't know where I did. Yeah. And I'm not channeling it to sex or anything. So
just like, so you won't go out.
Yeah, just
cause I don't ever like me personally.
How many minutes did we do?
Over 20.
We can't know.
Over 20. How are you gonna know? We can't know because it's 52 hours. Okay. I can just do the math. I don't like math. I don't like mathematics. But I love math, man. I start telling myself I love math. Because life is literally numbers. So 18 minutes and 6 minutes. So.
Okay.
So, like, not too bad.
So, we are trying to cut short because we don't want to give them all the wisdom we want.
I swear.
So, it's like, what else now if I've dropped everything? Is that the end? Odogu press play. Ah, my face just decovered.
No, no, you go. I hope you play. Let me focus, yeah. What is thing for, bro?
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, no download. I go fix some post. If I zoom, you go play.
Okay.
See, so this is a touch screen now. I go reason this screen said to make today watch something.
It's too small. Yeah. Even I need the deceiver in my eyes. And I know even do my glasses.
I'm supposed to open this thing, pause that thing since. This is an open and pause. See, open and click.